Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me tonight. This is a really important part of my 12-step work in my program of recovery for OA. My name is Sarah H., and I have been in OA for about 3 years now, a little bit over 3 years. And this is a really good opportunity for me to share my story. I've had a pretty normal life, or I thought I was kind of normal, but I always felt like something was missing. And that's kind of been the theme of my life, excuse me, is I felt like I wanted to be normal like everybody else. And I started compulsively eating when I was really young. And my parents were really worried about me from a pretty young age. And that built up resentment in me, which, you know, I felt they were ashamed of me because they would kind of talk about me like I wasn't there, like, oh, Sarah is so heavy. She's bigger than everybody else. She's eating more than everybody else. She's just, different. And that was the theme, was there is different. And I acted different. I acted differently around food. I always looked forward to eating. And this kind of led to some bad eating habits by the time I was probably 10 years old. I was already restricting and yo-yo dieting by the time I was in junior high. So this was restricting, binging, and then eventually that led to purging. So I had all the compulsive behaviors, the starving, the over-exercising, and then some of the behaviors I had, I didn't even realize were bulimic behaviors until I got to OA years and years later. But I'll get into that later. But I was controlling my food. I was manipulating it. I was kind of treating it in a way that, like, it was doing something for me. So it was controlling my emotions. It was making me feel better. Or, you know, when I was starving myself and feeling that euphoria I felt when I was starving myself, and feeling good about being, you know, thinner or smaller, I would feel like I was in control in some way. And in that way, I was using my control of food in a manipulative way. So I was being very and when I was on diet, I was also manipulating food. So the food in my life was a symptom of this disease. And looking back, I can see that now. This is just something, it's just an overall theme. The control, the feeling different, there was something missing. And I was also really controlling of the people around me. I would want to be in control of every situation I was in. So if we were doing something as a group, me and my friends, I would want to be in control of what we did. And a lot of it centered around food. So as I grew up, my food behaviors became more extreme. And I would try to eat normally as I became an adult. I would try to mimic the behaviors of people around me. So if I was at a work party, I would take the same amount of food as the people around me and say, well, I'll just eat this. And I would think, well, why can't I just be okay with what this food is? You know, why can't I just why can't I just be okay with this? Like, I would try to just be okay with that. And it was really frustrating for me to not be okay with it, because it really, and it was just driving me crazy. I was just like obsessed with it and with wanting to be like everybody else. And I was people pleasing. And just really unhappy. I wasn't living my life authentically. I wasn't joyful. I had no joy in anything I did, because I was trying to do what everybody else was doing. I wasn't really sure what I should be doing. So, you know, I grew up and I did the things that I thought everybody should do. And, you know, to a certain extent, I did what I wanted, you know, career-wise. And, you know, I got married and I had kids. And those are things that I really wanted to do. But I was still doing a lot of people pleasing, and my compulsive behaviors around food really, especially the binging. I was using food like it was a relationship in my life, like it was a relationship with someone, and a very bad codependent relationship, you know, abusive. I would abuse food and treat it like it was supposed to comfort me and, you know, be there for me, as though, you know, it was supposed to do that for me. Like, that's its purpose, and that's really not the purpose of it. And expecting food to do that for me is not right. That isn't what it's here for. It's here to nourish my body and you know, keep me alive. So, you know, my behaviors got worse and worse, and my mental health got worse and worse. And eventually, with the pandemic kind of coming to a head in 2021, I ended up looking for an answer in OA. And I got to the steps with my sponsor. I eventually found a sponsor, and I, you know, I had found a home here in OA, and I finally felt like I had something that would fix me. I had found something that would give me, you know, the answers that I've been looking for. You know, that maybe I'm not broken. Maybe I just need something else. Maybe there's just something else I need in my life. And so when I was working the steps, I realized, you know, that these principles of this program are going to teach me what was missing that whole time growing up, where I didn't realize what was missing. You know, I knew something was missing, but I didn't realize, like, I didn't know what was missing. And as I went through the steps, I could see that I was slowly learning what was missing, that, you know, all of those resentments that I was holding on to and missing the relationship with my creator, and just admitting that, you know, I had these character defects, that was part of it, and also letting God remove them from me and being willing to make amends to the people I'd harmed along the way, surrendering that letting go. That was, you know, just incredibly, it was educational, but it was therapeutic. It healed me. It healed things in me that that were at a core level and a spiritual level, soul level. So I knew when I had gone through the steps that something in me had changed. And it was kind of piece by piece. So I went through the steps, and I had what I call a kind of garden variety spiritual experience. So it started out as very deep on a soul level for me in the beginning. And then it slowly turned into a physical manifestation of losing weight for me. I did not lose a tremendous amount of weight right away. I was really working on a lot of the spiritual aspects of it for a long time. And now that I've been in program for 3 years, I've the physical part of it has really kicked in. And, you know, I've lost like around 85 pounds, and, you know, I have more to go, but I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, people are always asking me, what are you doing? And, you know, so it's actually, it's become definitely a physical change and a spiritual and mental change. And my life has been altered more on so many different levels that there's just no going back. I mean, my relationships with my children are fantastic. I'm so close to them, and we're so connected. And, you know, I don't have to worry that I'm alienating them anymore, where before I know I was. I was so self-seeking and self-centered about food and what was I going to do about my problems and what, you know, what's wrong with me. And where now I'm present, I'm looking around me and I see the other people around me, and I'm actually out in the world doing things, and I'm not focused on food anymore. It's not something that keeps me obsessed. My life is full and joyful, and you know, my relationship with my husband is so much better, and I can look him in the eyes and hold my head up, and I don't feel ashamed anymore for being, you know, overweight. I'm not 300 pounds anymore. I can move freely. I can dance, and I can just do all the things that I wanted to do before that I couldn't do. And I am just free from this obsession. And I know, but you know, there's always that thought that that the disease is still there. So I know that I have to stay in OA. I have to stay with my sponsor. I have to take action every single day, because I only get this one daily reprieve every day, one day at a time. I cannot skip a day. I always do a morning meditation. I set my thinking right. Every single night, I do an 11th step. And I'm meditating. When something comes up, I make contact with God, and ask him for help. And I do a lot of work with newcomers because that is the cornerstone of my program. And, you know, as far as my food goes, I consider food to be a symptom of my disease. I'm not real focused. You know, I plan my food roughly. It's not a focus, but it's just
a reminder.
Thank you. My food is not a main focus of my life, but I do have food allergies, like physical blood-tested food allergies. And so I do have to kind of carefully plan for food. And so I do that, but it's not, if I go to a restaurant, I don't feel scared anymore. I don't feel like I'm going into a jail anymore like I used to. And I know that I'll always find something to eat because I have faith. I know God provides everything I need. And it's very freeing. I don't have to worry. I just don't worry anymore. And, you know, I go grocery shopping and I buy the foods that I know work well with my body. And those are the foods that I focus on. So, you know, I don't eat a really super restricted diet, but I try to eat a very healthy, varied diet. And that's mainly how I eat. But I do have a food plan that I do kind of loosely track what I eat, but it's, you know, it's not, I don't try to obsess about it because that's gotten me in trouble in the past. So it has, you know, I just kind of consider it something that is kind of personal for everybody. So that's just how I work with mine. And, but I have freedom now. I have freedom from that obsession. And I kind of surrender my food to my higher power. And, again, it's just that recovery one day at a time and being present and doing the next right thing. I do the next right thing and I ask God for help. I'm just getting that one day at a time, daily reprieve. And with that, I will pass.